Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey everyone, this is DJ.
And this is Ish.
And this is Season 7 of Better Let Me Tell You.
So, you know, you've heard these interviews. You know, we've had some legends on here of the music, you know, in salsa and jazz. But equally as important is making sure that we have up-and-coming talent who is just making waves. And so with that, I am proud to have today on our show Iván Yanes. Now, I called you Iván. Do you prefer Ivan? I don't know. Being Cuban-American, Iván se me sale.
Iván is what it is.
Okay.
Because, you know, born in Cuba, Espanol, so Iván, yes, please, thank you.
All right, awesome, awesome. So, bueno, welcome to the show, first of all. Thanks for swinging by. I have to say, you know, when your publicist reached out to us to see if we'd be interested in interviewing you, I'm being completely honest here. At first, I was like, let me listen to the guy's music. I don't know what it's going to sound like. And, you know, because I don't want to invite somebody to the show and then be like, coño, que música más mala, right? Your music, let me tell you something. I am always saying que estamos falta de salsa buena again, like in la época de los 80s y 90s. You are doing it, sir. You are bringing that sound back. And I just got to say thank you. Like,
Wow. Thank you. All right. I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah. So you've been doing this. I know you were a percussionist. You're from Camagüey. So, you know, you were a percussionist. I mean, walk me through it. Like, how did this start? Were you just like a little kid in la cocina tocando las cazuelas como timbales? Like, you know, how was this?
Mira, pero let me tell you, you just said it. Yes. So Camagüey, Cuba, my mom just looked at me and I was like banging everywhere when I was like 3 and 4. So she was like, okay, this little kid needs to like make auditions to the, you know, music school.
Oh, tan so pronto, coño.
No, when I was 9, oh, I think. Okay. Yeah, but before that, of course, I was singing in coros. I was, you know, like always involved with art activities, like dancing, singing, and playing. But yeah, I jumped into the audition in the school, and then I started to study like music in Escuela Vocacional de Arte Luis Casa Romero from my, you know, my town, Camagüey. And I was like 5 years there in elementary level. And then next I was in the conservatory for 4 more years. So 9 years of studies and I was a professional 2004. Oh my God. I graduated to 2004. And then I started to start working as a professional musician.
Yeah, you toured the world, right? Like you went all over the world as a percussionist, right? Like
yes. I mean, I can say yes. I'm lucky enough. Yes, when I finished my studies in Camagüey, I moved to Havana, and then I started working with Sul Caribe. It's kind of like a very popular Cuban music band, mm-hmm. and we were all over Cuba. First trip outside of Cuba was London.
Oh, wow.
UK. And then with True Caribbean. But then I transitioned to Maracas Otra Visión, that it's a little bit more of like jazzy, kind of like Latin jazz, also Cuban popular music, a little traditional, you know, kind of like a lot of Cuban and jazz music genres in that band. So yeah, we went like four times to Europe, and then I came on tour to the 2011.
Yeah, in 2011 is when you came to New York, right? And so, yes. I mean, look, we can say New York is the birthplace of salsa. I think, you know.
Yes, it is.
You just have to look at Fania. I mean, it is what it is. But I love the fact that your background is, you know, it's salsa, but it's jazz. Because I've always felt that they are so similar. In that I feel like jazz is like American salsa and salsa is like Spanish jazz, where
they're both popular. Yeah, they're both popular music genres.
But I also feel like, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, I know that a big part of jazz is a bunch of musicians kind of just get together and start playing. You don't no vas a terminar. But I also feel like salsa se presta para eso también un poco. O sea, if you have the right group together, obvio.
Yes, it could. If the musicianship is high level, that could happen. But yeah. The concept of jazz is more kind of like creativity in the moments, right? You improvise. Salsa is kind of like a little bit more of structure. But so, yeah, of course, they are related. Like, that's why I really love the Afro-Latin jazz.
Yeah.
Because I have both backgrounds. I love dancing. I love popular music, Cuban popular music, salsa, cha-cha, oda, bolero. But also, you know, being exposed since I was in Cuba to jazz and then living in the States, in New York City, where, you know, jazz is so alive here. I fell in love with jazz and then, you know, I'm able to be both scenes. And then that's why my album comes with a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Is jazz very popular in Cuba? Also, being Cuban American, I have no idea. Like,
I would say, yeah, like musicians love, I would say instrumentalists in Cuba. We love to really be able to get our instruments, you know, as the maximum level.
Okay.
You know, so we really want to be able to play different music genres in our instruments. So that's why jazz has required a good, you know, you have to be good in your instruments, technically talking, and also theoretically. So yeah, like jazz, it's big in Cuba. They have like every year like the Jazz Plaza, and a lot of different artists around the world wanted to be there, and they actually go. So yeah, it's important there.
That's amazing to me, and but it makes sense, right? Because jazz is all about like just improvising and figuring it out.
Exactly.
And if there's one thing that el cubano siempre ha sabido hacer es resolver, so I can understand I can understand how that would lend itself to you know
exactly
to Cuban music.
You got it.
Yeah. So well, you've been now in New York for over 10 years, right? It's been a while.
Wow. Yeah. 2011. Yeah. Now we are 2024. So this June, I'm going to be 13. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm a New Yorker now.
You are. Listen, you're a New Yorker, sir. You are very much a New Yorker. What part of New York are you in?
I'm in Jersey, like right there crossing the
bridge
tunnel. But 10 minutes, I'm in the heart of Manhattan. So I'm a New Yorker.
You are not only a New Yorker.
But yeah, listen.
You're a New Jersey Cuban now, which on our show we make fun of Jersey Cubans because we're Miami Cubans, so we make fun of them. Because it's just one of those things where it's like, I mean, we do it de jodera, but it's one of those things that like cuando los cubanos vinieron aquí era como que fueron para Jersey o Miami. Entonces it was always like, ah, imagínate, esos del norte, esos son los cubanos del norte, you know. So
son cubanos del norte.
Exactly. Pero oye, después de todo, igual somos todos primos because we're so alike, despite the fact that we're so far, you know, geographically. So it's yeah.
You got it. Yeah.
But yeah, so you're a Jersey Cuban. Fine. We won't hold that against you.
First time I listened to that term. Okay.
Well, yeah, because Jersey Cubans don't know they're Jersey Cubans. We got to tell them.
Oh, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. New York, I do everything in New York. Like, I rehearsal there. I teach there. I perform there. I perform again there. I perform again there. And I teach again there. So, yeah, in New York.
You're part of a... I mean, not only are you making your own music, which we'll get into, but you're part of a jazz quintet, right, in New York?
Yes, I play with Matthew Whitaker Quintet. He's very young. He's like 22.
Oh God, that is young.
I'm kind of. I feel like the grandpa in that band.
Imagínate tú, if you feel like the grandpa, yo soy tatarabuelo. I mean, like.
No, but like these kids, man, they are so high level musicians. Like, wow. And you know, he comes from the gospel funk. And also, he's a jazz pianist, so he's kind of like the repertoire of this quintet. It's super open, and also I'm coming with a Cuban flavor and Afro, so yeah. It's kind of like I feel at home in this quintet. This is awesome.
Okay, it sounds like I definitely have to check you guys out the next time I'm in New York, because I feel like if I don't, I'll miss out on something completely like unique.
It's very beautiful. It's amazing.
Well, ya tú sabes, yeah. La próxima vez que I'm in New York, I'm gonna hit you up. I'll be like, oh yeah, where are you guys playing?
Please do.
But that's moving on. You know, again, speaking of playing, you do your own music. Again, like I mentioned at the top, you've got this. I mean, you're doing salsa, right? But I almost feel like it's more than salsa, right? Because I do know that you are married to a Brazilian woman. And so you're blending salsa with, you know, so like I'm assuming like a bit of, you know, samba and just the Brazilian flavor of music. Now we're talking, I feel like there's that, I get the jazz that's in there too. Like, okay, it's like, and I mean this lovingly, it's like tremendo arroz con mango of music.
That's right. Yeah.
That is so just perfect, bro. Like
I have to ask, but let me tell you, I have to ask you, how many songs do you listen from the album?
So I listened to Cubaia. I listened to, there's one called Havana, New York, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
Then there's another one that I can't remember the name of right now. So I listened to
That's
like
one. That's si, 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 si. Okay, so you listen, you have listened to the three first singles of the album.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Which the album is La Vida Misma, which you know, you can listen to at this point on all streaming platforms, but my God, man, you're so fucking talented.
Thank you. Well, the album is not available yet. The album will be available March 22nd.
Oh, that's right. That's
what
right,
is available right. Are the three singles. Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what do you want to know about that?
Oh, I want to know everything. Like, do you have like 3 hours? Because I want to hear everything.
Okay, So, you said that I'm not just doing salsa because, you know, Cubaia, I kind of like have, and I'm married with this Brazilian woman, and then you can feel the samba in this song, correct?
Yes.
You want me to talk about it? Okay, so, yes. So the name, I would have to say, if we're talking about my album, we have to check the name.
Okay.
The name is La Vida Misma.
Right.
Okay. So La Vida Misma. ¿Qué es lo que es La Vida Misma? Life itself. Bueno, primeramente, como cubano-americano que eres, sabes que en Cuba se dice muchísimo esa expresión. We say La Vida Misma, like it's kind of like a very popular, you know, saying. Right. Like, divine situation. If you are going to the beach and you are enjoying the water and the sand and you're there having fun with family, you say, this is la vida misma. This is wow. You know what I'm saying? Or if you are, you know, just trying this delicious ice cream and you are thirsty and you are so hot in Miami and you're trying this ice cream and you taste that and say, whoa, this is la vida misma. Or you have a sibling that you didn't see in 5, 10 years and you really love this person and you are able to hug this person and have in your life again, you say, wow, this is La Vida Misma. So we have to say this. So La Vida Misma is because it's a very useful and we really mean this sentence. La Vida Misma in Cuba is super popular. Now, it's also part of my life. It's my life. Like it's literally my life. The album is my life because like musically, it has all the music genres that I've been exposed through my life.
Okay.
Salsa.
Okay.
I grew up listening to salsa. Jazz. I was a big exposure, and I traveled the world playing with this band, playing like Afro-Cuban jazz. Now I live in New York City, and I play in the quintet that plays jazz, and also I've been playing with different artists playing jazz. Samba, you said it. I've been a fan of Brazilian music since I can remember. Desde siempre yo amé la música brasileña. Pero ahora, Me enamoré de una mujer brasileña. I got married with a Brazilian woman, and I have a kid with a Brazilian woman. And this kid is Cubayano itself. Like, the song is Cubaia. Well, I have a Cubayano at home. And then Havana, New York is another song that, you know, it's mixing Cuban music elements with American music elements. And I have a danzón. I have salsa.
Nobody's doing a danzón nowadays, man. Nobody. Well, so I love that you're doing it.
Tiene un poquitico de veneno.
Sí, pero igual. Pero que tenga o no tenga. Un danzón hoy en día. That blows my mind that you're doing one.
Yes. It has a danzón. And what else has? It has like an Afro super dance, like Afro Cuban jazz. And what else? I have a romantic salsa also that is not out yet. And so yeah, it's basically, if we're talking about musically, that's why it's the reason I say it's my life. It has all the music genres that I've been exposed through my life. Tiene todos los géneros musicales de mi vida que he estado expuesto, ¿no? Desde que estudié hasta hoy. Y si vamos a hablar de la lírica, de lo que yo hablo en las canciones, if we're going to talk about lyrics, I basically...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I am explaining my life. I'm just talking about my life. Like, the first song, Respiriciente, it's a song that... It's a celebration, right? Es una celebración a la vida, a que estamos aquí y debemos ser felices, decidir ser felices y estamos celebrando y la unión y fiesta y ya tú sabes, vamos a bailar, que hay que cantar porque estamos aquí vivo aquí y hay que agradecer estar aquí. So, esa es Respiriciente, ¿verdad? Ahora New York, la lírica de Habana New York es también mi vida. Es yo llegué a este país, tú sabes, en mi casa hoy, llegué, hice una vida completamente desde cero y entendí la inclusión, entendí el respeto a otras culturas, entendí la admiración por otras culturas, entendí que el mundo es más rico cuando estamos aceptando esta variedad que hay, ¿no? We really, like the richness of the world, it should be accepted by everybody, so 100%. We have more rich life if we really accept to everybody, right?
Sí, porque si no, todo igual. Who wants the igualidad? Please.
Exactly. So, y tiene una historia de amor también ahora en New York. En la parte de inglés, dice que dos personas de diferentes lugares que se aceptan y se enamoran. Y eso, esa historia cualquiera se puede identificar, porque Nueva York está lleno de personas de todos los lugares del mundo. Y tú puedes ver aquí una cantidad de gente ligada aquí mezclada con el indio, con el chino, el africano, con la alemana y sabe. Entonces, this song, the lyrics represents my life because my wife is Brazilian. Cubaia también, almost the same thing. Like, you know, come on, let's get together. You have this, I have all this. You know, together we can enjoy something different and we can, you know, retroalimentarnos, right? Uno del otro. El cuarto single del disco se llama Soy Yo. Y básicamente es la lírica, trata de tú sabes, como tratar de... Soy yo el que decide mi vida. Sí, es que soy yo. Ese es el hook. It's me, the one I really decide what my life is going, my destiny. It's just me.
I have to say, so, and I don't want to interrupt mm-hmm. you, but it's just because, you know, yes. obviously this is an audio medium for our listeners. Like, when you were just saying that lyric, the way that you closed your eyes and just, you were feeling it all over again. You were just like, I could tell in your face that that song means a lot to you. Just sí, by the way, que me lo explicaste. O sea, que, como que te, you went back to that moment. I don't know how else to explain it, but it was.
Well, I can tell you quick about that. Es una canción que habla, porque cuando yo llegué a este país, I think everybody that, you know, got into a new country has to start like basically literally like a new life, right? And I'm doing music since I'm 10 or in the school, but before I was already doing music. So music is my life, and you know. When I stayed in this country, it's a new language, it's a new life. And it was tough to being already traveling the world and, you know, participating in like the most prestigious jazz festivals. And then I stayed in New York, nobody know me, and I have to start working, which I really, now I really, como que estoy thankful for that, no? Porque pasé a trabajar a restaurantes y cobrando muy poco dinero. Y me pasé mucho tiempo así, como que I really thought about just stop making music because it was, oh, wow. was hard to make a living, of course.
Yeah.
So Soy Yo, the habla, it speaks about like, if you really want to do this, aférrate, porque va a tratar de ti, va a depender de ti. It's going to depend on you. If you really want to do this, somehow, sometime, you are going to find a way to do what you want to do, no matter how many obstacles you will find along the way, because we all have obstacles. Todos tenemos obstáculos de alguna manera. Todos tenemos de alguna manera.
Sí.
Hay obstáculos. Pero si tú quieres hacer esto, you will find a way to do it, and don't just go. Just todo. Si tú visualizas, si tú quieres, vas a encontrar la forma de realizar lo que tú quieres. Y la canción habla de esto, porque yo me sentí muchas veces con, like, I don't want to do this no more, I'm tired, I want to do this, but I can't.
Right.
Pero si tú quieres, tú lo vas a hacer. And then, I'm doing my music now, which is like, wow.
Well, your music is great. I'm gonna tell you, your music is fucking great, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. But listening to you speak, what amazes me is, you know, what we find a lot on our show is what we call the immigrant hustle. Right, like that hustle that it's like, cuando tú llegas, and again, yo nací en este país, entonces yo no lo sé en ese en el mismo sentido, pero I feel like even myself, that's something that gets passed down, which is like, vine aquí a trabajar, a triunfar, a superar. You know what I mean? So like, you need to just figure it out, and yes, you look inside of yourself, but I think that's such a common trait among, you know, I'm gonna say Latinos. I feel like definitely with Cubans, because that's my experience, is, you know what, pa atrás ni pa coger impulso. Like, no, you just gotta go ahead and do it. And that's, I'm hearing that in your story, right? And it's amazing to me how it just, that keeps coming up and up and up. And I just love hearing it, that it's not una persona por aquí. It's like, no, todos nosotros como que compartimos ese uh-huh, esa necesidad. Sí. De salir adelante, you know?
Uh-huh. Claro.
Yeah, it's just, wow, it's like crazy to me to just, you know, again, we're a few years apart, just a few, but, you know, it's still it's still there in, you know, in yes. yourself. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a possibly controversial question. All right. Now, I know you're from Cuba. You're married to a Brazilian woman. ¿Cubano o brasileño? ¿Cuáles son los más fiesteros?
That's a tough one, man.
Tú ves, es una pregunta controversial. One. I know.
Eso, bueno, mira. I have to tell you something. I've been in Brazil. She's from Salvador. Salvador es el noreste.
Okay.
Es como Cuba, se parece muchísimo.
Really?
El norte de Brasil es bien negro. Es bien, la cultura afro está súper latente, es La Habana prácticamente. También estuve en Sao Paulo, and I went to Rio on tour.
Okay.
I was quick, like 20 days. But I lived like a month and a half, almost 2 months in Salvador. And I haven't experienced a carnival.
Okay.
But I watch videos. I watch videos of Salvador's carnavales. And I thought Cubans know how to party. But when I saw this video, I'm like, uh-oh, we have to learn from this video.
We got to step it up. So we got to step it up. That's what I'm hearing.
No, no, no. Like Brazilians.
They throw down.
I wish the audience like can't see my face.
Yeah, I wish they could too, because la cara que estás dando es como decir, oye, no, Brazilian, le da pena no. a cualquier otro. Like, olvídate.
Brasileños están... No, la verdad, yo pensé que los cubanos sabíamos que estar, pero cuando yo vi un video latente en vivo del carnaval de Brasil, yo dije, no, los cubanos tenemos que aprender un poquito más, porque esta gente se pasa. No, de verdad. Increíble. I have to, it's crazy. It's massive.
I love it.
I have to experience those life. I have to be there personally.
You have to
I'll do that. Yes,
I think you should. I think that might be your next album. I think your next album might be just a big old party album from Carnaval.
It's crazy. But I'm proud of Vicky, okay?
Okay.
100%.
No, pero uno no quita del otro. So, okay, well, what's next with the album? I mean, are you going to tour for it? And I'm asking really because I'm being selfish. I want to know when you're coming to Miami so I can go see you live.
I'll let you know. So right now, so we have the release is going to be March 22nd. That's going to be available on all digital platforms. Every song have a video, like live in the studio.
Damn.
It's just beautiful. I got the magic there. I have family. I have friends, colleagues, masters with me. I'm so happy and proud. And I just got confirmed we have a release party date.
Nice.
We are going to be releasing the album. We're gonna be having a party. We're gonna do a concert, and I'm gonna have all the special guests. May 31st is a Friday night in Just Pub. It's a beautiful venue in the heart of Manhattan.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Okay, not Jersey. Okay.
Pero let me tell you, this is the first, you are the first one.
I love it.
Knowing this news.
I love it. I love an exclusive.
Because I just read it in the email that I got from the Just Pop crew. So, bro, let me tell you, ustedes son los primeros a saber oficialmente que el álbum Release Party de Iván Llanes y La Vida Misma, con todo el reguero de invitados especiales, it's going to be May 31st, un viernes, y tu cuerpo lo sabe, en Just Pop a las 9:30.
I love it. Well, déjame ver si me escapo para Nueva York un fin de semana en mayo.
Tienes que venir, que ya el frío bajó en mayo. Esto es el principio del invierno y se pone caliente la cosa.
Pero para que tú veas que I like el invierno.
Mira, riquísimo.
I know. I like it. I do. I like the cold.
Pero en allá tú, donde tú estás, no hay.
No. I gotta make it up north. Me tengo que hacer el viaje. Oye, brother, it has been great talking to you. Like, honestly, it was a pleasure to meet you. I can't say this enough, listeners. Check out his music. Like, and I said this at the beginning of the interview. I miss salsa in its purest form, because I feel like now Spanish radio, right, is mostly reggaeton. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Reggaeton tiene su lugar, pero I miss the days que tú ibas a una fiesta y te ponían una salsa nueva, una salsa rica para, you know, para bailar. It's just not the same with all these other genres. I really do believe that your music is doing that. And I think that, you know, you're doing it with a twist, right? Because it's not just la salsa de mi abuelo. Pero igual no deja de ser lo que es. You know, and I fucking love it. I'm not gonna lie. You've been with me at the gym many times in my ear while I'm listening to your music.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for supporting. That's a good way to support. Thank you.
So
share it then.
So I'm not lying when I say I fucking love your music.
Okay, I appreciate that. Gracias. Yeah. Gracias.
All right, man. Bueno, oye, gracias por estar en el programa. And you know what? Come back when you have your second album. Shit, and the third,
yes,
and the fourth, and the tenth.
Please, yes. I'm so motivated now, and I want to produce more, and it's gonna happen.
Absolutely.
Yes. But let me tell you, I'm gonna be here. Okay.
Damn right you are. Yes. Damn you. Listen, esta es tu casa cuando quiera.
Gracias. Aprecio mucho la invitación y bueno, lo mejor para el programa que siga ascendiendo al éxito.
Ay, bueno, gracias, man.
Pero Let Me Tell You is co-hosted by Darian Borges and Ismael Llano, produced by Ismael Llano, and our theme, Pero Let Me Tell You Freestyle, is composed by Michael Angelo Lomlaplex, the official gay guy. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.